The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
How dare you, little jabroni, come on to the Rock Show. Come on to the People's Show. Come on to the Premier Show, SmackDown, and run your mouth about how you're the WWE Champion and run your mouth about how you're the game. Well, The Rock says, if you are the game, then quite frankly, you need to go back to the drawing board because your game absolutely sucks! The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says, The Rock says.
Hello, and welcome to SmackDown Matters. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined by my co-host, Miss Jade to the Max. How are you, Miss Jade?
I'm doing fantastic.
Happy.
Okay, maybe that's a little exaggeration, but I'm doing well.
Happy Super Bowl Sunday.
Oh, that is today, isn't it?
Yes, the unofficial holiday for all football fans.
Yes. What time is the game?
6:30 Eastern, ma'am. 3:30 Pacific.
Oh, it's like in the middle of the day. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. So you can watch the Super Bowl and still have the rest of your night to do whatever.
Yeah, I have a lot to do, so that's a good thing. Speaking of NFL, congrats to Calvin Johnson and Charles Woodson on their Hall of Fame elections as of yesterday.
Yeah. You.
The rest of the people were white, so I don't know who they were. Oh, Peyton Manning.
You do know who whatever. They were.
Well, this is the WrestleCast commentary with color. So,
yeah, glad to see Calvin Johnson made it on his first try. It's kind of hard for receivers to make it. So glad to see that he got it in on his first try. You see Drew Pearson just made it, and he's been on the ballot for like 40 years.
Well, congrats to him, too.
Right.
Anyway. I mean, all of those Hall of Fame awards, all that stuff is a popularity contest anyway. So, I mean, but I guess it means a lot when you're finally recognized.
Right. You know, right. And it also comes down to your relationship with the media, too. If you were kind of standoffish and not really giving with the media, yeah, when it comes down to vote for the Hall of Fame, they'd be holding that stuff against people.
I hate that for Marshawn.
Oh, I think he's going to get it. I don't know if he's going to.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know if he's going to be eligible to make it, but people like him. Like, the beginning of his career when he was in Buffalo, people don't even remember that.
Sure don't, because I forgot about that.
When he was having a little bit of issues, people don't even remember that.
He is a likable guy. But yeah. I know he hates talking to the media. He does it because he has to.
But. But I think people like him, though, so they probably will. Now, I don't know if he's a Hall of Famer by as far as the numbers and things go, but I don't think the media would hold it against him.
Mm-hmm.
Any predictions on the game today, or are you just going to just take
it? I don't have a dog in the fight, so, you know, I'm just going to watch and work out. I have a paper abstract that I need to submit because I decided to finally present my research at a conference. So, yes, we are smart people here at the WrestleCast. and so I'll be working on that while watching the game, just because, like I said, I don't have a dog in the fight. So I just want a good game and for Tom Brady to lose.
All right. And one last note of football before we get into the particulars of this episode. Looks like your team might be in the running for a new quarterback.
Lord Jesus, we've needed a new quarterback forever.
Carson Wentz, though.
We just really going to keep taking all of Philly's leftovers.
They sounds like they want to do like some trading and Nick Foles, some draft picks and Nick Foles.
They need to take, look, it needs to be a package deal. You have to take Nick Foles and Mitchell Trubisky.
Well, we'll see what the.
Look, the Bears are having a fire sale and half off all quarterbacks.
We need to figure out, Washington needs to figure out a way to get Allen Robinson on their team.
Why? No, we need him.
We need him too.
They need to pay that man because that man don't miss. And if he does miss, it's not his fault. It's always Mitch Trubisky's fault or Nick Foles' fault.
That's the reason why Washington needs to figure out a way to get him on their team.
Don, if y'all take Allen Robinson, then I will not be recording the Rasslecast on Sundays anymore. Then we can't be friends on Sundays.
Well, while we're still friends, we're just going to let everybody know that we're here as a part of the CSPN. You can find us on the web at cspn.us. You can also subscribe to the show through iTunes, SoundCloud, Spotify, all the normal suspects. All you have to do is look for the WrestleCast-CSPN. Subscribe to the WrestleCast logo with the New Day holding the WrestleCast sign. This week's edition of SmackDown Matters. We start with Roman Reigns with the opening promo. Jey Uso is back this week, so good to see him.
Oh, welcome back from vacation.
They take their customary 8 minutes to get down to the ring. Roman gets in. He says he doesn't want to spend any more time talking about Kevin Owens. That's in the past. He wants to talk about the future, and that's Edge. He says he feels offended. Edge was on Raw, and he was on NXT instead of coming to see him first. Now he's making Roman wait. He demands Edge come out, which he doesn't, to make his decision. And that sends Roman into a rage. Roman tells
Edge... Isn't it... You see how his lip starts quivering when he's enraged? But, you know, it's funny. It's when you said, when Roman was saying how Edge is the future, and it's like, dude, Edge has been wrestling since, like, I was a kid. The irony, you know, the wordplay. But continue.
Roman tells Edge he's going to give him his decision by the end of the night.
Hmm. Roman out here just making demands.
Roman is just out here just being the best at his craft right now. These promos are
amazing. I'm glad Vince finally gave him the freedom to do what he knows he can do.
Right.
So just let him loose, man.
Dominic Mysterio finally picked up a win over Baron Corbin with a frog splash and a little assist from his dad.
I was hoping this match wouldn't even happen when I saw Corbin come out and, like, beat him up. I'm like, yes. And then they cut to commercial. Then they come back and I was going, oh, the match still happened. Okay.
Yep. So Dominic is now 1 out of 3 when it comes to running up against Baron Corbin.
Was he ever in NXT?
No.
Or he just got pushed up to the main roster because of his daddy? He's just
been on the main roster because of his dad.
Must be nice.
I mean, everybody talks about Charlotte Flair getting...
That was just about to change. Charlotte Flair had to go through NXT treatment. First.
Dominic Mysterio is just be like, I'm here.
And when he first got there, we all said, who?
It's because he worked with Seth Rollins. And I bet you Seth Rollins was like, yeah, he's pretty good. He can get more experience up here than he can on NXT, so just leave him up here.
I guess. But all the women had to go through NXT. You see the double standard here?
Yeah. See, they don't have Charlotte Flair is that person for the women's division where she can wrestle somebody and say, hey, they need to come up to the main roster. Like she wrestled Chelsea Green, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Chelsea Green was supposed to be on the main roster, but in her last match at NXT, she hurt herself. She hurt her elbow or something like that.
But yeah, she broke a bone or something, right?
But she was going to be on the main roster just off of wrestling Charlotte Flair one time.
Nice. Look at Charlotte putting over the girls. I take back all the bad things I said about her.
She didn't beat Charlotte, but Charlotte wrestled her and was like, you know, she's good enough to right. just come on up.
Well, not bad things, mean things, like right. how arrogant she is. But if she's putting the girls over, and she's friends with Naomi, I guess she okay with me.
Right. AJ Styles is a guy that they'll do that to a lot with too. If there's somebody they think they want to see if they got it, they'll have him wrestle AJ Styles in like a decent match. And if AJ says,
except big Bruce Leroy.
Yeah. And if AJ Styles says, you know, they got it, then, you know, good things will happen.
That's good.
Big E does a promo on his title defense and a triple threat match that's going to take place later in the evening. He has a lot of fun with Kayla. Kayla has a lot of fun with him. I don't know how she's always smiling when Big E's doing his antics. Cesaro, we picked up another win over Daniel Bryan, this time with the sharpshooter, as Daniel Bryan is forced to tap out.
So is Daniel Bryan, they not doing him right, but I wonder if that's part of the plan. He's just here to put other talent over now.
Maybe. I don't know what the plan is. I thought the plan was they were going to position him next for Roman, but he may end up winning the Elimination Chamber, and that's how he gets into that position to wrestle him at Fastlane.
When is the Elimination Chamber?
Later in February, in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks at the end of the month. And then Fastlane is in March, and then WrestleMania is in April. Gotcha. When you say it like that, it's like so soon.
It is, because I'm going, that's a lot of pay-per-views before WrestleMania.
Yeah, they have tried in years past to go from February to April, but with no pay-per-view in the middle, but they just can't seem to pull off enough compelling stories long enough for that to happen. So
yeah.
Cesaro, they're trying to, you know, reheat him up for the millionth time. Where will it lead? We don't know. I mean,
well, he did re-sign his contract.
That is true.
With WWE.
I would love for Cesaro to win Elimination Chamber and let him have his chance at Roman. That would be a fun match.
That would be a fun match, but the promos, not so much. They don't give Cesaro enough time on the mic.
Right, right. That's why when he was a Paul Heyman guy, though, they should have put him in the big-time championship mix, because, yeah, Paul could have put him over enough to warrant him being in that big time spotlight. But just off wrestling ability alone, though, he's been deserving.
Yeah, agreed.
We get a recap of the women's Royal Rumble match, where our girl Bianca Belair was victorious. Binky cuts a promo on her win at the Royal Rumble. She says that she'll make her decision on her opponent soon. We have a.
I feel like Binky and I are friends. I feel like I know her personally. I've always felt this way, and I'm just so proud of her. And I finally watched her Chronicle, and I was like, who is cutting onions in here? And yeah, I'm so proud of her.
Yes, that Tennessee alumni.
Yes.
Strong, huh?
Yes. Yes, it is.
We get a Seth Rollins video package. He's returning to Friday Night SmackDown next week.
Yay.
So one more. He came back for the Royal Rumble, got one more week to stay at home with the baby and Becky, and now he's coming back to SmackDown. Be interesting to see where they place him, who he goes up against.
Maybe we'll get Daniel Bryan and Seth in a feud.
That could be good.
I'd be here for it.
Yeah, since Daniel Bryan is on the, you know, let me wrestle everybody I like to tour. I wrestled Shinsuke. Yeah. I wrestled Cesaro. You know, last year he put over Kofi, so Kofi could get into the Mania. So, you know.
He's wrestled Sami Zayn this year.
Right.
It's his farewell tour.
Bayley, she got the win over Ruby Riott with the Rose Plant, and got back on her winning ways after the Royal Rumble. She like manhandles Ruby Riott and throws her in the corner, and she's like, yeah, I'm stronger than you. That's why I eliminated you at the Royal Rumble.
Bayley is such a great heel. Because when she was babyface, I thought she was boring. I said, this girl is boring. But I love heel Bayley.
Billie Kay was at ringside. There is a particular spot where Bayley had Ruby Wright in a submission hold. And Billie Kay was like, Liv Morgan, she's out here, but she ain't doing nothing. So she jumps off of commentary, jumps up on the ring, and tries to push the rope towards Ruby Wright so she can grab the rope. But of course, the ref is like, you know, get out from there.
I thought she got kicked out of Wright.
She was like, that was unofficially.
Allegedly.
Yeah. So Billie Kay is still up to her shenanigans. And she tried to go up to Bayley after the match and give her resume. Yeah, but of course, you know, Bayley wasn't feeling it.
They should give Billie Kay more commentary. Give her more time at the commentary table.
That's true.
I like her antics.
Binky now is in the ring to cut another promo. But this time she gets interrupted by Skippy Flippy, a.k.a. Reggie, and Carmella, who says Binky can't beat Carmella, so she can't beat Sasha Banks. Well, Sasha Banks comes out and tells Binky that she has it all, but she doesn't have the SmackDown Women's title. Reggie repeats that Binky won't beat Sasha, and then Binky proceeds to whip Reggie with her braid.
Carmella served no purpose being out there. We could have just had a really dope promo between Sasha and Binky without all the background noise. And by background noise, I mean Flippity Skippity and Carmella. They could have stayed in catering and drank their Corbel.
Okay, now here's some foreshadowing, right?
I don't want a triple threat match.
No, not a triple threat match. But just think about this. Go back. Think about the picture, right? Reginald was in blue, right?
He gonna turn on Carmella.
Carmella is in red. Sasha, Sasha was in black, but what is Sasha's color? Blue.
Blue. Mm-hmm. So you think Carmella going to red to Raw or something? Is that what you're trying to say?
I think that Reginald maybe
is gonna turn on Carmella.
Maybe not turn on Carmella, but come out to try to like help Sasha, and it might backfire. Because, you know, last week when she walked up on him and was like kind of seducing him about the champagne and stuff, he looked like he enjoyed it.
Yeah. I mean, he's a man.
And then this week, first thing I noticed when he comes out is like, he wearing blue. All these weeks he's been in this, you know, the red, the burgundy type looking stuff to match Carmella.
Carmella always wears red now, though.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that her color?
That is her color. So, you know, got to look deeper sometimes.
Right. That and whatever tan color that she has sprayed on, those are her colors. I was looking at her. I was like, this look a little darker than usual. But okay.
It's been a while since we've seen Binky use the braid. So that was pretty
cool. I know. I was so excited. I said, we should start whooping the girls again with her braid.
Sami Zayn cuts a promo with Kayla on the injustices that have been committed against him. He is going to right all those wrongs when he wins back his Intercontinental title.
Sami is a great heel, too. I love it. I loved his protest a couple weeks ago. There was one picture, I don't know if you saw it, where it was Sasha was coming down the ramp and Sami was handcuffed to the barricade and he was holding, you know, he had his sign.
Right.
But the sign said, Sasha is the goat.
Bobby Roode and Dolph Ziggler, they get the win over Gable and Otis.
For the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, this match against Chad Gable and
I'm thinking.
This is nice.
Okay, I like this matchup. All right, there we go.
There's Montez Ford and Angelo Dawkins about the Street Profits.
Come on, dog. That's an Olympian, fam. What you doing? Look at that pancake. You ain't. Come on, dog. Look at that.
You really trying to wrestle an Olympian?
Hey, Gabe, show him what's up, man.
He's really trying to tussle with an Olympian.
Come on, man. He's tripping right now, dog. Look at that. Look at that.
You know what it is?
looking different because they came out in 8K. That's what it was. That's what it was. That's what it was. They came out in 8K. That's what it was.
I can't believe he actually did it.
Yeah, I know, man. This is awesome.
Back to the action.
There we go. There we go. There we go, Gabe. Look at that. Look at that athleticism, Gabe. Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Lovely.
These two are trying to do my job. I don't know how I feel about this. In fact, I know how I feel about it. I don't like it, Cole.
And you can see tomorrow is Wisconsin against Illinois tomorrow. If you get
look at this, man. There we go, Gabe. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, nice drop kick. He been watching this. He been watching this. That's what it was.
Crazy. I find it funny. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you don't want to be that rude. You don't want
to. Okay. All right. Nice little reversal.
Yes.
Ha! There with that tag. Here come Otis. Boom.
Grown man, get in the way, Rue.
Ta-ta.
Get in the way, Rue. Look at that. Easy way.
About to throw him.
Easy way.
About to throw him.
See ya.
Gaia. Oh, he hurt now. He hurt. Oh, look at that. Bam. Don't see ya. See ya. Wouldn't want to be ya. See ya. See ya.
Get in the way, Rue, son. Take it in, boys. Oh, dog. Come on, dog. Rude. You might want to hurry up and move.
Is
dog.
It time?
Oh, it's about that time.
Is it
dog.
Time?
Oh,
is it time? Oh, the. Ha! Ha!
Oh!
Bam!
Oh, yeah!
Back in Gable.
Because
Gable is able.
Oh, yeah.
Gable is able. Whoa, what's going on?
Watch out. Come on, there you go. Uh-oh, I know
here
what's
we
coming.
Go.
I know what's coming. Look at
bro, get him up.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, what? Come on. Come on, Gable. Come on, man.
Caught him. Yeah, got him.
Hey, you know what?
Here are your winners.
I like that. They
the SmackDown
confident.
Tag Team
like
Champions.
Dolph
Ziggler and the glorious Robert
Bravo. Bravo! Y'all still scared of us, though.
They dodging.
Y'all still scared of
they
us.
They dodging.
Yeah, they dodging.
But
yeah.
Like we always say, you can't dodge too long. They can't dodge too long.
They need to. When are they gonna bring the Street Profits back?
The Street Profits were on commentary, but...
Right, I know, but I mean in the ring.
I don't know. Giving them a
the
little
The tag
time
team division is lacking.
In SmackDown? Yes.
Yeah. It's. I mean, NXT has an amazing tag team division right now, especially with the Dusty Cup. But the SmackDown men's tag team division could use some work.
Yes, it could. Big E, he retains the Intercontinental title over Apollo Crews and Sami Zayn when he pinned Apollo Crews with the big ending. Very entertaining triple threat match. Apollo Crews showing out. Sami Zayn trying to use his heel tactics, but to no avail as Big E still standing strong as the IC title holder.
I love that Apollo Crews is getting more TV time. They're finally using him.
Apollo Crews about to, I think he about to turn to the dark side.
You think he would join the head of the table? I remember a couple weeks ago he was sitting in the locker room with him.
Yeah, I think he would. I think it would be smart. You always, always align yourself with the power if you can.
Yeah, if he want to eat. my Edge J out his spot.
Edge comes down to cut the promo, but he gets interrupted by Roman and crew. Roman wants Edge to acknowledge him as the tribal chief when Kevin Owens runs in and stuns Roman to end the show.
I love it. KO said, I'm not done yet.
Yeah, that was a good touch because in the beginning promo of the show, you know, Roman was like, Kevin Owens, he's done for. You won't see him around here anymore.
He said, anymore. I said, like, if it's one thing I learned about Raw or just watching WWE in general, you can't count out nobody. You can't say final stuff like that. You'll never see him anymore. Okay. We said the same thing about The Undertaker and how many times did he come back and re-retire?
You know that was your favorite time of year, watching The Undertaker come back and struggle to walk down the ring, to the ring?
man, he was probably like, when did the ramps get this long?
Yeah, that 1 year at WrestleMania where they had that really long ramp, they like boosted him up in the middle of it, and he came up out of the ramp from like halfway down.
Yeah, because he said, I'm already tired. I got to do this 5-minute match and I'm already tired.
No way that he's going to make it all the way to the ring and wrestle the match too, right?
Right. He going, what's the boxer that lost his match? And he said it was because his ring gear was too heavy and it was took him too long to walk down the ring. Said his legs gave. Well, who was that?
I didn't hear this. That is hilarious.
He said his legs gave out because he was tired. And I'm like, see.
That is hilarious. Again, yeah, another hot episode of SmackDown. Mostly with the promos this week. The Daniel Bryan Cesaro match was really good. The triple threat main event was really good. But the, you know, big thing is the championship contenders, winners of Royal Rumble, going through trying to figure out who they want to challenge for these titles.
Mm-hmm.
Loved Roman's logic for being mad at Edge. It fits right with what he's been, you know, all about here, saying that SmackDown is the show, Raw ain't nothing, and you should have been on this show first, and if you wanted to make rounds after you came to my show, then maybe that would have been okay.
But is he lying? Because if you went to your daddy's house for Thanksgiving before you went to your mama's house, you made rounds with everybody else, and then you show up to your mama's house last at 10 o'clock at night. I'm like, no.
You do have a good point there. You do have a very good point there. But, very good episode once again. So good stuff here. Your Monday Night Raw, thanks for joining us this past week on the WrestleCast, big edition, as we reviewed Royal Rumble and Monday Night Raw. You made it through the whole thing?
I made it through. I think I did make it. Yeah, I did. I did. I made it through the end.
Yeah, that's
surprisingly.
That's quite
a feat. But the key is to skip the commercials. So I watched it on demand. Thanks to YouTube TV, and I skipped all the commercials, so it wasn't actually 3 hours. It was about 90 minutes, and yeah, so I made it through.
All right. Streamline. That's smart.
Exactly. See? Be smart. I saved myself a lot of time, too.
So you can find out Ms. Jade to the Max's thoughts on the Royal Rumble and this past week's Monday Night Raw on the latest edition of the WrestleCast. So check that out here on the CSPN. Anything else you'd like to make a statement about on this week's edition of SmackDown?
Not on SmackDown, but I finished up NXT. I'm always a couple days behind on NXT, but okay. I did see that Edge decided to make a cameo on NXT. But you know what? NXT's not where he belongs. They don't. NXT's doing fine without Edge. He went because he wanted to see his baby mama. On commentary, but I'm excited about Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa advancing in the Dusty Cup.
Oh yeah, you like that team, huh?
Yes, I do. I wasn't sure if they were going to go with Adam Cole and Roderick Strong, but I'm feeling the chemistry with those two.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I still say I want Finn and O'Reilly versus Ciampa and Thatcher. You said it might not happen because they all going to end up in the hospital.
Yeah, we can't have four people injured in one match, but that's definitely what would happen. But yeah, it would be a heck of a ordeal to see that. Yeah, Timothy, that was an upset. That was surprising to me. I thought that Adam Cole and Roderick Strong were definitely going to win this. And, but no, that is not the case. And, so MSK, Grizzled Young Veterans, Legado del Fantasma, and Thatcher and Ciampa are the last four teams left.
The little Fantasma boys, those are the ones that walk around with Escobar, right?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, I saw that Grizzle Young Vets, they look very dapper in their suits, but I saw that they will be facing Timothy Thatcher and Ciampa next week, and I feel really bad that they're going to lose. So, look, Timothy Thatcher and Tommaso Ciampa are on a roll right now.
Yeah, I really like Grizzle Young Veterans, too. They're one of my favorite tag teams.
I like them as well. And then I see Karrion Kross is just out there bullying everybody.
Yeah, I don't get what his beef is with Santos Escobar, but okay.
I was like, bro, you are not in the cruiserweight division.
Right.
Like, what are you, TikTok? What do you mean? Like,
he's just going to beat him up? You're just going to just beat him up for the sake of beating somebody up, huh?
Because they're like, what should we do with him? Move him up to the main roster. I don't know, but he should not be picking on 205 Live guys.
Yeah, that was a little, still a little weird.
Maybe Triple H wasn't at work that day. That's why that ended up happening. See, when he does something, when things don't make sense, it's like, oh, Triple H must have not been at work today.
What do you think about the little women's calamity, Mercedes, Tony, and Io?
Hey, I like Mercedes Martinez, but I think Io Shirai is too quick for her. Mercedes kind of, I feel like she wrestles in slow motion. Because I was watching her kind of brawl with Toni Storm, and I was like, it was underwhelming.
I loved how Io Shirai just sat there and was like, okay, I'm going to let y'all do what y'all got to do. And then when the time was right, she just comes in with the moonsault and was like, it's over.
I love it. Yeah, it's interesting that Mercedes, she hasn't had a ton of matches on NXT, and she's already in the title picture. So that's interesting. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, again, Triple H must have took off a couple weeks.
Unfortunately, the run came to an end for Little Team Sunshine.
I know. I was really hoping for an upset.
But Caden Carter looked really good.
She did look really good. Oh, man, I was really hoping for an upset. And there were a couple moments where I thought, I'm like, they can do it. And then, Raggedy Raquel. I mean, I like Raquel, but I'm just mad that she beat my team, the underdog.
Yeah. I think that they have shown that they definitely have a good future as a long time. Like, if they just keep them as, like, a tag team, like, they could promote them like the Rock and Roll Express. Like,
yeah.
They're tag team specialists. Like, they're smaller than a lot of the other girls that are in the tag team division, but together they're mightier than they are separate. So they have all these cool tag team moves and, you know, high flying moves that they do in combination that they can legitimately beat, you know, teams that are bigger and a little bit stronger than they are. That's how I would play it with them and let them get a chance to, you know, that would be a good, because that would be a legitimate team to be like the women's tag team champions.
Right. And especially since they came in as a tag team, whereas sometimes you get it where they just put random people together and it's like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, they're a true tag team.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But
I like that idea.
Good stuff.
I hope they're listening.
Yeah, somebody is. Somebody is. Good stuff from Little Team Sunshine. Hope they keep getting chances on the to win on NXT TV and not just, you know, get participation trophies. And, Cameron Grimes is coming back next week. Can't wait.
Yay!
And Kurt
Stein. We haven't seen him since, was it Halloween Havoc? No, right after Halloween
Havoc. Yeah, right after that. Yeah, he got injured. And Kurt Stallion, man, he had that good promo 2 weeks ago and then got this match against Escobar. He ain't do nothing.
Man, just all talk, no action. And like, I can't back it up. Yeah. I don't know what the hell Kushida be saying, but he be backing it up.
It's like, man, that was a very underwhelming match by Kurt Stallion. He really didn't give me anything there. But yes, the Kushida Johnny Gargano stuff is very good.
That was the first time I heard Kushida talk. Mr. Weagle is busy. Oh, I like it. I like Kushida, man. That dude's on fire.
Yeah, yeah. So next Sunday is the takeover.
Oh, Vince is like, look, I got, look, y'all going to be in the house for a while. We having a pay-per-view every other week. Yeah, so y'all ain't got nowhere to go, nothing to do.
So Valentine's Day evening, if you're not with, well, if you are with a significant.
Isn't that perfect though? Valentine's Day vengeance. Like yep. That.
Yep.
So, I see what they did there.
So join like us it. In the hashtag cast takeover. Well, we might actually call this like HBK cast or something. I don't know. We might switch it up.
We gotta switch it up. We gotta keep the people guessing.
Yeah, make it something Valentine's Day related.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you got a whole week to think on it.
Yeah, I'm probably gonna enlist the people. My brain's already
okay. Well,
sometimes you got to wring your brain out, and that's what I'm gonna do this week.
Okay, well, you give the other Rascalcast, not me, because I got enough to do. Give everybody else an assignment.
Yeah,
give them some homework.
There we go. All right, Ms. Jades and Max, time for your shout outs and thank yous.
I would like to shout out all my peeps back home in Chicago in this -7-degree weather, where here it is lovely, 70 plus in SoCal with not a cloud in the sky. Y'all are the real MVPs. And just shout out to the whole WrestleCast crew. It's always great tweeting with y'all every week. And to Don, it's always lovely to spend my Sunday mornings chit-chatting about wrestling and football and everything else with you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Jades and Max. Again, thank you for joining me earlier this week and also today on SmackDown Matters. Thank you to everyone who joined us on Friday in the hashtag SmackDown Matters. We definitely appreciate you sharing your commentary with color with us and who shared their commentary with color during the Royal Rumble as well. That was a lot of fun. So we definitely enjoy everybody's takes and commentary with color. Please become a patron over on the Patreon page at patreon.com/CSPN Media. There you can listen to The Dark Match, where me and Miss Simi break down AEW Dynamite each and every week. Plus, we have exclusive content before and after, candid conversations that take place before the recordings here on the WrestleCast Network of all the shows. So enjoy that extra content by becoming a patron over on the Patreon page. Also visit cspn.us, click on the tab that says keep our podcast free, do some shopping with our sponsors. Valentine's Day is coming, so, you know, do some shopping on Amazon. Whatever you purchase, some of your purchase will come back to the CSPN to help keep the show free each and every week. And that's pretty much it. So continue to rate and review the podcast, 5 stars on iTunes and all that good stuff. So for my co-host, Miss J to the Max, I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and this has been SmackDown Matters. Please stay tuned for the parting promo.
Bye.
Say, seeing you walking around backstage in the locker room, there's definitely this like new sense of confidence, and rightfully so. I know I can sense it, and Paul, you know, talking beforehand, I know he definitely sees it as well. You're a big believer in the EST.
Well, I would be stupid if I wasn't. I mean, this is your moment. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to tell you that. Really, I mean, just what a magnificent performance inside the Royal Rumble match. And what you have here is the perfect strategy. And you know it's the perfect strategy because Edge has copied you. But enough about that schmuck. Let's talk about you. Here it is, at such a young age, WrestleMania is your moment. Let everyone wait until you're ready to make your decision. You came into WWE. You signed. You came in an unknown. You dominated every single opponent that was put in against you, even when you had little to no experience. You move up to what they call the main roster. And what do? You mop the floor with everybody. Why? Because you're the EST. You are the BEST in WWE. To me, it doesn't matter which champion you step into the ring. You will go on the day of WrestleMania to the biggest event of the year as a challenger you will leave WrestleMania, the biggest event of the year, as a champion.
Whoop, whoop.
That's not a prediction. That's a spoiler. And then you will have a chance at such a young age to craft out not only a legacy, but what will be looked back on many years from now, decades from now, as the legend of Bianca Belair. There's no one in your league right now. No one. And I personally, as your fan, as your admirer, look forward to seeing you at WrestleMania hold the title high up in the air to start your journey into legendary status. And it's an honor, a distinct honor, just to witness it happen. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Savor every moment. Cherish it.
Thank you.
Because you will look back on this in years to come as the moment it all happened for you. Remember, you made it happen for you.